Good afternoon. It's Friday, August 9th. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colblugo with today's South Carolina headlines. A former commissioner for the State Department of Transportation who pleaded guilty to a charge of obstructing an investigation is now charged with soliciting a prostitute. Media reports John Hardy was arrested by Richland County deputies a day after he was sentenced to probation. He was booked and released on a $465 bond. It's unclear Hardy's future as his latest misdemeanor violates terms of his probation. Duke Energy has a new South Carolina state president. 44-year-old Michael Callahan, currently Duke's vice president for investor relations, will become the utility's top executive in the state. Callahan succeeds Kojo Garte-Tago, who will become Duke's executive vice president and chief legal officer. Duke Energy serves some 760,000 electric customers in the upstate and PD sections of South Carolina. The Carolinas are in the mix along with a few other states for a new automotive manufacturing plant projected to employ around 2,000 people. The Charlotte Observer reports Indian automotive company Mahindra Automotive North Carolina wants to establish its first large-scale manufacturing and assembly operation in the United States. The company currently is considering the Carolinas, Michigan, Texas, and Arizona. The Environmental Protection Agency proposes new limitations on toxic chemicals that have been found in groundwater near military bases in South Carolina. EPA Chief Andrew Wheeler made the announcement during the Council of Manufacturing Association's Summer Leadership Conference in Charleston today. Wheeler said right now the agency has a health advisory for the chemicals PFOS and PFOA, which the Post and Courier reports are found in firefighting foam. He said the agency is surveying how widespread the contamination is before deciding whether to set a maximum contamination level. A head-on crash in Chester County Thursday night killed an Abbeville school superintendent and badly injured her husband, a Greenwood County superintendent. South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan has more.
Abbeville County School District Superintendent Betty Jo Hall was killed in a crash on State Highway 72 around 6 o'clock Thursday night. According to state police reports, an SUV crossed the center line of the highway and hit Hall's SUV head-on. That driver also died in the crash. The Chester County Coroner's Office said Wally Hall, an assistant superintendent at Greenwood County School District 52, survived the crash. He was in intensive care at a Spartanburg hospital at the time of this report. Betty Jo Hall was in the passenger seat. According to the Index Journal newspaper, Hall was a 37-year educator in the Abbeville and McCormick school districts. She was named superintendent in 2017.
That's Scott Morgan reporting. The other driver was South Point High School grad Savion White. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott says his next re-election campaign will be his last. The junior senator told the Post and Courier he plans to run for re-election, but it will be his last one if he decides to run. Scott is up for re-election in 2022. He was appointed to the U.S. Senate in 2013 by then-Governor Nikki Haley after Jim DeMint stepped down. He is the only Black Republican in the Senate. And Nobel laureate Kerry Mullis has died. He was 74. Mullis grew up in Columbia, where he attended Dreer High School. He won the Nobel Prize for Chemistry in 1993 for his work developing a process to replicate DNA. That wraps up your headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.